unclean. Unclean. Stay away. Unclean. 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 That's what they tell me. Unclean. I have to cover my face. And whenever I see anybody coming or anybody around, I have to say, unclean! As a warning to you. It wasn't always this way. I wasn't always unclean. When I was young, just a little girl, I used to live with my father and my mother and my sister. And we used to play and do all the things that kids do. And we used to see people who were different. And then one day, a spot appeared on my arm. It was just a little spot. And I went and I went and showed my mother the spot on my arm. I didn't think it was anything. My father, he saw the spot too. And he took me to the priest. And the priest looked at the spot on my arm and put me away in a room by myself. I heard the priest and my father talking. And they said, he said, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So he put me away in a room by myself. For 7 days, I was in that room by myself. 7 days, all by myself, alone. Finally, the priest called me out and he looked again at my arm. And he saw that the hair in the spot in my arm was white. And he took my father on the side and he told my father something. And my father took me home and my mother cried. They told me I had leprosy. They told me I couldn't live there with them anymore. And they took me from that place. And they gave me ragged clothes to wear. And they told me I had to cover my face whenever I came in contact with anyone. And I had to say, unclean! Unclean! And they took me to the edge of this town where we live. And they just said, go! You can't be here anymore. And I went, but I'm your daughter. How can you do this to me? Go. And they told me I can't come back into the town anymore. And I tried, and the people of the town, whenever I got close, would pick up rocks and throw them at me. All alone I was. Seemed like forever, but finally I found another people like me. They were living in the bottom of a ravine. And one of the people there saw me. And she took me under her care. And she took me to the ravine. And there we could live in a little bit of safety because there wasn't anybody there to hurt us. But the ravine was high. And my friend was there. to eat. The only thing we had was the scraps of food that people would give to us, and they'd lower them by a basket over the edge of the ravine. And then we'd all run and try to get food to eat because there was nothing for us. Some of the things I saw there. You know what leprosy does? It gets in your whole body. And physically, it eats away at your flesh until parts of your body start to fall off. Fingers, toes. One person there had no nose. Parts of the face were missing. As the leprosy ate away. And I thought, oh my God, this is my future too. Am I going to lose my fingers and toes? And my friend, they're taking me in. We had a little space that we kind of claimed as our own, and we would spend the nights there, away from the elements. And we would think, and we would pray, and we would cry, oh God, why me? Why me? Why did you give this to me, God? One night, it was a particularly cool night. We went to sleep. This prophet, this teacher. And somebody said he had great power. And said that he could do anything. And there were rumors that he had healed the sick. And he'd given sight to the blind. And there was even one person he told to get up off the mat and walk. And so some of us decided, you know, what can we do? We went and stood at a distance because we couldn't be anywhere near him. And we watched as his band of people walked down the road. It was this Jesus guy and his, a whole bunch of people following him. And we all
wasn't a magician. And we called out again, Jesus! And Jesus stopped. And he looked at us. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. Go show ourselves to the priest. That's something you do when you're healed. When you're healed, you go show yourself to the priest. And we were all together. And our hearts were lifted. And we could feel like something was happening to us. We could feel that there was a change inside of us. And we all began to run. And we ran. And we ran. And as we ran, we found that there was something happening to us. And things were... And after all the years... The leprosy... On my arm, my hand, it was gone. And I couldn't do anything except to run back to him. And I fell on my knees. And I cried. And I thanked him. Then I heard him say, we're not 10 healed? How come this is the only one who came back? And she's a Samaritan. She's not even one of us. And he said, go. He told me, go. Because you did me whole. And I went that day. I went back and found my family, my mom, my sister. And when I came close, I said, I'm home, Jesus made me whole. I've been made new. That day I've been following him. Because if he can make me whole, he can make anybody whole. If he can cleanse a leper, he can cleanse you. If he cares enough to say me, an outsider, cares to save you too. My leprosy was in my skin. What's yours? What makes you happy? Are you going to go around the rest of your life going, unclean! Unclean! Or are you instead going to say, I've been made whole through the grace of God and Jesus Christ? You have to make the choice. You have to seek him out. You won't turn away from him. That is in our hearts. Thus, things that we
struggle with that cause us to be alienated from others? Help us, Lord, to be made whole. And Lord, when we're made whole, help us to make others whole by sharing your grace and your love. Lord, walk with us. And I pray, Lord, for the day when